see in Job, that we saw in Thomas. They are personal heroes to us both, perhaps also to you. So we pray that this parable might this day, even perhaps all days, persuade you of the same.
Where am I? Am I in heaven? Wait, am I dead? Or is this just a dream? It's so bright in here. This must be heaven, even though I really don't want it to be. It's not even how I pictured it. Where are the clouds? The gates? The wings? I mean, this is just something like an empty room. There are chairs, but that's it. It's really nothing special. But how can I be dead? I barely remember anything that seemed like death. One second I was in math class. Then it kind of hurt. Kind of like a tingling sensation. But something different. Something more painful. And then it really hurt. It's the last I remember. Is that how it happened? I don't know. Nothing seems certain here. I was just 14 years old. How could it have been my time? And more, how did I even make it to heaven? I mean, I doubted so much that I was told about God. Sure, some parts I have faith in, but what about the rest? I thought having doubts lowered me in the eyes of God. Or at least that's what others led me to believe. Nothing makes sense here. If this is in fact heaven, then Jesus must be here, right? I've got to find him. He must have the answers to my questions. But where do I find him? This is just a room with two chairs and nothing else. Maybe if I call to him, he will answer. Doesn't it say that somewhere in the Bible? Jesus? Jesus? Wait, you're not Jesus.
Impressive. What gave it away?
Well, for one, you don't have long flowing hair. In fact, yours is kind of out of order. I mean, Jesus wouldn't have a hair out of place. Plus, you'd be dressed in a white robe or something. Maybe even with a circling halo above your head.
Is that really what you think he looks like?
Well, that is how he's drawn, painted, and animated.
Animated? Interesting.
Well, if you're not Jesus, who are you? Are you Peter? Is this Limbo?
So many questions.
What is this place? Who are you?
There's really no need to be hasty, as time no longer exists here. This is heaven, where all things are possible, but where everything doesn't exist.
What does that even mean?
It means that this is your place, your personal theater, if you will. Here you can sit with the people you wish and gaze out into an eternity of fantastic possibility. Here you can shape your perceptions however you desire. And together you can dream in an everlasting illusion of all that you will and want. There are no mansions, and there is but only one room. This room. But it can be anything and everything your mind wants it to be.
Sounds a bit ridiculous, if you ask me.
Any more ridiculous than inheriting an eternal palace in the clouds?
Fair enough. Though you do know that everyone down below is talking about this place all wrong, right? Even ministers.
Ministers are only human.
You said that heaven is set up in such a way so that I can sit with the people who matter most to me.
I did.
So why exactly are you here? Where are my parents? My best friend?
But they haven't died yet.
Well, what about my great aunt? She died. Or even what about Jesus? I'd rather sit next to him than you. At least I know his name.
You're right, and for that I am sorry. My bedside manner, as you now call it, has never been great. But I am here because you summoned me. You might not have thought you did, but your mind did. My name is Melchizedek, and I appear next to those who are uncertain, those who are want of answers for their many questions, those who come here in doubt as much as in belief. Alas, I do not pretend to have all the answers, only my my best well-informed guesses.
This makes no sense. Why would God set up heaven in such a way? I don't want to sit with Melchizedek or whatever your name is. I'm sorry, but I want to see God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, someone I actually know of.
It is my intention to help, but I'm afraid you're stuck with me. For you see, God is out, Jesus is on telex, and the Holy Spirit, well, she is still stuck on earth.
She?
But of course, how else do you think the divine image was personified as you?
Did you ever see the show Lost?
Lost?
Yeah, you're just like it. Your answers only lead to more questions.
Sounds like a good show.
So what did you say before? That God is out? What do you mean, God is out? You say it like you went to the store for groceries.
But God is out creating somewhere, trying to perfect other places for life. The last I knew, God was somewhere in the eastern region we call...
Wait a second. Didn't you say that Jesus was on telex? What on earth is telex?
Well, that's precisely the thing. Telex is not on earth.
What are you even talking about?
Telex is another planet. It's quite amazing, really. It's the latest one God got right in terms of balance. God thinks it can even be better than...
Stop. None of this makes sense. Telex, other planets, the Holy Spirit has. This is not what heaven should be.
But this is what heaven is. And besides, I actually thought you would be excited to learn about such things. People wait years before ever finding this stuff out. Some people never do. Not everyone who comes here learns what you just did.
But why? Why me? What have I done to be chosen?
Well, let's not say chosen. Like it's this whole predestination nonsense. Let's just not go there. But you are special. And it was by your faith that you will see more. But only if you wish it.
Well, thank you, I guess. And I do wish it. I want to understand. I've always wanted to understand. That's what made being religious so difficult for me.
Well, being of religion is quite different than being of faith. Don't mistake one for the other.
Okay. So, is there a hell?
That's a bit of a change of pace.
You said that I can see more if I wish it. Well, I wish it. I want to understand and get answers to my questions. It's the least I deserve.
You're right, and you deserved more than what you got, but...
But what?
But that's what comes with creation, unfortunately. There is no good explanation. Bad things happen. They have since the beginning, and they will continue until the end. That's why God is still trying to perfect the balance, but honestly, I don't think it's possible.
What do you mean?
Think about it like this. Would you want your best friend to be your best friend out of choice or force? Would you want to like you by her own choosing or because you told her to?
Well, I'd obviously want her to like me of her own.
Exactly. It's the same here. God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, they want you to love them, to choose them. But they can't force it. It would be disingenuous. God tried that once, and it didn't work out so well. That world was rather uninteresting, in fact. Everyone just blindly worshipped, unquestionably obeyed, and piously believed. It was too programmed, even, dare I say, too boring. Ever since, God's been trying to perfect the balance between granting total freedom while also instituting parameters so to eradicate evil in any of its forms. But with any amount of freedom and sovereignty from the divine, evil and natural calamity will always exist. And this is why I say I don't think it's possible.
That's a lot to take in. But it also makes sense.
question.